I paid attention more to rock and roll when I was growing up. I'm old. I'm 73.
That's Jim Adamson, a volunteer with the Cherokee Jazz and Blues Festival. And
I graduated high school in 1961, so I remember rock and roll things like, or names like Bill Haley and the Comets, the Beach Boys, the Beatles, Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young, you know, just working my way along and learning what is out there. And when R.J. Baker started this festival in 1992, he came up here from the Kansas City area and helped recruit musicians from Kansas City. That opened me up more than I had ever been opened up to that music before. So it was new to me even then.
For being someone so involved in the Cherokee Jazz and Blues Festival taking place on Friday and Saturday, it may come as a surprise that Adamson was a latecomer to the jazz scene. But once he heard the swing rhythm and sweet harmony, he became an active listener.
I think it was the lively music, the full range of music, because it can be mellow and soft and quiet, and it can be upbeat, in fact, like a rock and roll tune, you know, it runs the full range. It's been with us for generations.
Part of the festival focuses on inspiring the next generation of listeners.
One thing I've noticed for years, you know, this is our 17th festival. Consistently, these professional musicians are generous with others who are getting started and would like to join in on stage. They're very generous with them.
Hector Anchondo, a blues musician from Omaha, Nebraska, will be leading a jam session from 1 to 5 p.m. Saturday at the Gathering Place. Young and emerging musicians will be invited to perform on stage with the pros. The two-day festival includes performances by alternative folk singer-songwriter Damon Dotson. Roots and country singer-songwriter Chad Elliott.
I could walk upon that line. I could ascend to the highest high.
Modern country rock artist Shane Martin.
It's a map die, a freeway stop. It's less than a mile off the blacktop.
And Australian singer-songwriter Harper, who's known for playing roots music mixed with the haunting drone of the didgeridoo.
Life's too short for greed. Life just isn't long enough for negativity. Happiness is easy. Happiness is free.
The Cherokee Jazz and Blues Festival wraps up on Saturday with a big band dance featuring music by the Merle Lake Orchestra.
You see people that have been together as couples for years, they get out there on the dance floor, they move as one. They've been doing these dances for years. It's fun to watch them gracefully move around the dance floor. I'm pleased that my hometown has this event.
Again, that's Jim Adamson, a volunteer with the Cherokee Jazz and Blues Festival, taking place this weekend. More information about the festival can be found online at CherokeeJazzBluesFestival.com. For Siouxland Public Media, I'm Allie Carson.